Wouldn't have concern about the identification of problems of members. I mean, we perform a very public role on behalf of the public, for the public. So, of course, we will come under scrutiny and accountability. But if you look at the legislation that's been discussed in France, it's where action has been taken to encourage maybe hostility and violence or aggression towards members. And when police officers' images are being used to identify them and jeopardise their security and their maybe their personal their home security, and also encourage people to be aggressive towards them and maybe violent. So it's not a matter of just guards or police officers. We don't want to be identified. Of course, we'll always be identified. We'll always be in a public role. We'll often be carrying our duty out in public places where people are entitled to take photographs. But it's the use of those images and how individuals choose to use those images that would be causing concern. It became very much an issue during the water protests, whenever there was a lot of tension and discussion over their role. So it's usually whenever there's a bit of public backlash and controversy and stuff like that this comes to light and we see this malicious. But also individual guards can be targeted, and you know, nowadays people's photographs are very accessible and people are putting them up on Facebook and, you know, photoshopping and stuff.